Savage Her Reply, written by Deirdre Sullivan and read by Aoife McMahon. I don't know exactly when I ceased to be myself and became something else. A disappointment, a creature who would not give Lyra baby, who could not give Lyra baby, not in the state that I was in. I know that he wanted the perfect life, all the symbols of the greatest chieftain, endless infants streaming out of me like sheep that people count to sleep. When I loved him, even when I loved him, I found myself seeking the proper herbs, preparing them and taking them. There were so many pieces of myself I gave up readily, but I managed that much. I wanted time. I wanted to be sure I would be good at it. And I could see that I was not, that I had a short temper and a love of time spent by myself that would not serve an infant particularly well. I saw how I was with the children and did not want any child of mine to be treated that way. It wasn't that I became angry and jealous because I failed to give Lyra a child. It was that I was too aware of my own anger and jealousy to want to. I was a woman grown and married, but I still felt like the small girl I had been, who missed the parents she could scarce remember, who longed for home or something like a home. How could I give what I had never known? I thought at first that time would change my mind, that as the years passed, I would wake up ready, able, right, as fertile as Bridget, as strong as Macha. I was young, closer to the age of the children of Lyra than to Lyra himself. I was hungry for love and for adventure. I liked the newness of our lives. I liked feeling like I mattered, ordering the servants about, dropping things so they would pick them up. Sometimes I would strike one of them, just to see the mark it made on their skin. The swallowed anger. The impact I could have. I did not tell you all of this before. I am not a good person. None of my good fortune brought me pleasure, or not enough to stop me doing wrong. I think if I had been the High King himself, I would still have been unhappy. And not as good at hiding it as Bov. As it became clear to me that Lyra did not return my favour anymore, that we were man and wife, but that he would divorce me, send me back, if at all he could. If it were not a failing, I lashed out more. I tore up things that I didn't need to tear. I spat inside his shoes so he would put his feet in them and hate me. And he just brushed it all aside as though I were a minor inconvenience, a silly girl who couldn't do her job. I wanted him to warm me, to help me through this life we were building together, and it would not have taken very much. Apparently, I wasn't worth the pains, and I felt useless. But I was worse than useless. I was malicious. What good can you say of a woman who has hurt a child? I am unnatural. My rage felt like a balm in comparison to the numbness that followed it. All the petty things that I had done before were sucked away. I lost myself. My chamber was where I lived. I didn't care to leave it, and when I considered that perhaps I should, it was frightening. The thought of being in the world was too much to bear. And sometimes Lyra would come, or the children, and they would say things to me, and I would look at them as though I didn't know them,